myself on the floor at their expensive ass cafeteria here all by myself, come outside, find you niggas if y'all even have the time. I'm like, oh. Sorry. We were talking about AwesomeCon. My fault. Oh. Fuck you.
Wow.
You're a crap. Yeah. Good job, okay? No, you're better off using like one of the things like Stream Elements or one of those that do it for you, because they'll just keep spamming it until it goes through. Stream Elements or the Streamlabs one? OBS Streamlabs? They'll do it. They'll just keep spamming. Oh, you're using OBS, not Streamlabs OBS. Oh, you can still do it off the dashboards, but that's for later. That's for later. Go on.
My OBS. Oh, this whole time I'll be fucking talking about it to myself. Oh, this is some bullshit.
I saw you go live. What happened?
No.
I thought it was just an update for me.
No, because you know how you
put the intro in air? What's happening here?
Motherfucker, I'm trying to explain this shit. I say that every time that I put the music on, I mute myself on OBS. And I forgot to unmute my goddamn self to do the intro and everything. What the fuck? Thank you, Minnie, for letting me know that. You can't hear me. Let's start this shit again. Welcome everybody to the stream, the podcast about nothing. Thankfully we have another episode today. Sorry about last week. It was because Mama K4 was having a birthday, so I couldn't appear myself, and then Bloomy was doing something else, but we're gonna go into that later on.
We don't need to go into
thank
that.
You everybody for coming through and for showing support. Remember, you can always subscribe, follow into the podcast about nothing, TPA and official on Twitch or on Twitter. You can follow me at K4TheN, and so you can get updates every time that we go live. There's also a link that later on you'll be able to see that just links everything else, our YouTube channel or Twitter or Twitch. You can send that link to everybody else so that you can see when we go live, and just to be ready for the bullshit, because there's always some bullshit every week, man. There's never a shortage of bullshit every week. With me always is my two co-hosts, the first one being Miss Avery London. Say hello to the people and go.
What's the Gucci and the Coochie fam?
Damn. thank you, Avery, for coming through. Sorry about last week, but thank you for coming through this week and sharing the bullshit with us. Appreciate it. Our other co-host, the one that maybe sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't, you never know. But he is here today, so we're gonna celebrate our co-host, Mr. Kablumi. How you doing, sir?
How are you gonna say maybe sometimes I come and maybe sometimes I don't, when last week you weren't coming?
You weren't coming either, so don't even bring that shit up.
You already decided on this. You're like,
so
no,
basically,
I'm gonna spend a day
I was
with Mama.
The only one here.
Yeah, sorry about that, Avery, but thank you, everybody. Remember, share this stream to everybody else so they can see that we are live. And thank
Spam
you for coming
it.
Through.
Oh, let me go post it on Abel's Twitter. Keep going.
But thank you. Really appreciate it. And as always, appreciate it. But as always, let's go with this first topic of the day. It's a topic that Avery London brought up to us. The first topic is Backwoods, the title of this podcast.
I didn't bring that up. Don't put that shit on me.
We're gonna talk
Don't
about
put that shit on me.
Why Mr. Kablumi wasn't here last week. First picture on the podcast, as you can see what Bloomy was doing last week.
Listen.
Sir. What explains yourself? Why weren't you available to come to the podcast last week?
Well, you'll see. Last week, it was Mama K4's birthday.
No, that's my excuse, sir.
No, listen here. I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, it was Mama K4's birthday. The podcast wasn't happening, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go visit friends. So I visited my friends, and then it was a whole long day. We watched movies. We watched The Umbrella Academy. That shit lit. It was good. There was some bad CGI, but overall, that shit was still pretty damn good. They're lining up for a sequel. There was some predictable shit in it. Loved it, though. Waiting for that sequel. And then we were like, you know what? We're going to make chocolate strawberries. And we did. And that shit was great. And that's the one I made. And it was delicious. Nick.
Okay.
All right, Avery, I know you got a lot of questions for this man. So...
Aside from the fact that you sound super defensive, why did y'all make chocolate covered strawberries as a snack? Is all your friends bitches? Like, they are all female?
There were only women there at the time, yeah.
Oh, so you yourself included?
So you was trying to get an orgy popping. You was trying to get an orgy.
I'm not trying to get no orgy popping. Why would I want an orgy? Nigga, no orgy, nigga.
Who don't want to be with Matt Bros? Like, what do you mean?
All right, so aside from the fact that you're making snacks that kind of are related to 50 Shades of Grey, that you fucking strawberries.
How are they related to 50 Shades of Grey?
Sir.
No, I want this reach. I don't want you to explain this reach.
You tried to set the mood, sir. You tried to set the mood.
I'm not the one that voted for the thing.
Did you vote against it?
Why would I vote against it? It sounded tasty.
It sounded tasty.
It's chocolates and strawberries, nigga. Am I wrong? I wanted to put liquor in it, but I couldn't. I'm going to try next time because liquor sounds really...
So you were trying to get them liquored up. Okay,
let's go with the... No. Hey, Avery, let's start with the beginning. You say, what was the first thing that you guys did as a group with you being the only male on this whole female group?
They was watching movies.
First of all, he's trying to Netflix.
Oh my god, is that what you're really going into?
we're trying to see this man. What movie do you watch? Let's take that out of the way.
Let's see. It was mostly The Umbrella Academy. We watched the whole thing. We binge watched that.
So you guys went Netflix? Okay. All right.
Oh, so you was Netflix and chilling with a whole bunch of bitches.
Yes, he was. He was Netflix and
chilling. And then y'all made chocolate covered strawberries for a snack. That's a pretty elaborate snack. So who melted the chocolate?
Not really.
Who melted the chocolate?
Me.
Of course, he was.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Why is that an of course?
Because
you tried to set the mood, sir.
Who else? Like this sounds like some shit like out of a sitcom. Like, who else but Bloomy? Like. It just sounds so...
Okay. How many females were in the group?
It was just 2-3.
Oh, so you're trying to get a threesome. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. All right, I see you game, man. I admire you. I am not calling you up on anything. This is just the first topic. It came out of nowhere. You know, the topics... We got to talk about the topics when they come out to the table. I'm mad you had the
picture ready.
Brandon said, what is their name?
What is their...
I want answers.
LaShonda, LaQuipa.
Don't do that now. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, but this man.
Them ghetto ass names.
Them clean ass nails, though. Oh, yeah, see, Minnie.
Stop looking at my nails.
And now you wonder why we're talking about backwards. Look at my man's fingers, though. Like, let's be honest.
Oh God! Is that what this is on?
Soup is the one that said that your fingers. Yeah, your fingers look like backwards.
Yeah,
that
was Super. I remember.
Yeah, but is Super he wrong though?
He's still selling them.
Is he wrong though? Like, damn, you gonna call out like him? But like,
I always call Super.
I don't know what backwards look like.
If I thought he'd pick up his phone right now, I would call him on speaker and call him a thot. But I don't think he would.
He would agree and then hang up the phone. Like, he's not gonna argue with you.
He will definitely do that, something like that. I ain't gonna lie to you. But all right, let's get out the backwards because Bloomy over there trying to hush me. in the background, trying to not to talk about all these females, but
I ain't hushing you, you just a bitch. Keep going.
Okay.
Also, what
you just a bitch.
Also, what happened on this, what is it, last week or before last week? It was been happening a couple of times, was this. When is this shit coming out, Avery? The Leaving Neverland.
It's a two-part documentary. It's 4 hours in total.
Ooh.
The first part comes on tonight, and the next part comes on tomorrow, I believe.
Holy, so
on HBO.
How's Abel feeling?
Mm.
You know, he's like, them niggas is lying. they just wanted for the money. You know, he'll tell you up and down every reason why Michael didn't do it and why them niggas is lying.
God damn.
To talk about Michael Jackson in that way is pure blasphemy to him, and he's not with the shits. So,
So was he one of the people that actually cheer when they hear the verdict? When they say like, "We find him no guilty," was he one of those persons?
I don't know, because I don't know how like old he was. I
feel like Abel's probably one of those niggas that's like, "I already knew he didn't do it, so why am I gonna cheer?" Like, I feel like he's that type.
Yeah. When he passed away, like, Abel was like a whole wreck. Like, I feel like before that time, I had only seen him cry once. This man was bawling. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? And then he was like, Michael Jackson died. And then a part of me, like, wanted to laugh really quick.
I had
to
something.
No. Not like that. Because.
No, just like
Oh, yeah. Because the emotion that he was showing, I was like, I really thought like something had happened to him, like, and I was like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "Michael Jackson died." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, how long they've been working on this, and did they wait until you know the R. Kelly documentary you know blew up?
I don't know, right?
I don't know.
They are even on YouTube, by the way, which is really getting on my nerves because I just feel like. Niggas just don't know the definition of what a documentary is now.
I feel like a documentary should never be on YouTube. I feel like that you automatically lose your case if you put your documentary on YouTube. Unless if you were
I'm not talking about people that like matter. I'm talking about like YouTube folks. Like they putting out documentaries like they swear they famous and somebody wanna know about them. And so they made their own documentary. Like put it out there.
Yeah,
it's when I see a PewDiePie documentary, I'm just somebody. Bro. I don't give a damn about the nigga.
That was a documentary for what is it? Paul, one of the fucking brothers. I keep forgetting.
Paul Walker?
No, not Paul Walker. That. No, not Paul okay. Walker. It's one of the two. You know that dude that film a dude.
Jake Logan and, Paul. Yeah, is that his name?
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, like for what? Why? Like what?
Aren't they like 20? What do they have to fill a documentary?
About being a soccer pass or some shit. I forgot what it was. It's YouTube is
okay. About being a narcissist.
Yeah, but it's
YouTube has become a weird place, man.
Let's be honest. YouTube is stretching for content. They're looking for everything. They got a premium service called YouTube Red, and no niggas want to touch it. Like, bro, what YouTube is?
Wasn't there some news recently that some of like most of their advertisement are pulling out and shit like that? I forgot when it was.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, your service is like people are just uninterested. There's your premium service is what you're banking on, and nobody wants to. No one's trying to pay YouTube a monthly fee of what I think it's like $20. Like, bro.
Yeah, to see these bad actors, wannabe actors, yeah, exactly. Fake little shows. The acting, like, I seen a commercial for something. I don't know what it is, but it was so horrible. Like, my brain couldn't function. Like 5 minutes after that, I was like, "What the fuck did I just watch?"
But the one thing I was interested in that whole thing. No, there was two. There was they had the sequel to the original Karate Kids. With Daniel thing, and I didn't even get to finish watching that because I lost interest.
Damn.
And the people that made Deadpool made a show there. I think it was called Wayne or Wade or whatever. That thing was so ass that I watched 4 episodes and skipped the last 7 and went straight to the end just so I could see how it ends.
God, because
I was just tired of it. It was the slow. It was like it was so ass, and I was just like, if the niggas that made Deadpool do this, they need to go back They need to go find their roots, but go on, Mike, okay.
No. The one thing I was going to, like, I already said it, but I'm going to reinstate it. Like, were they waiting until see how the R. Kelly documentary was going to pan out? And, you know, after they saw that it blew up and they're trying to put this out on, you know, on the heat of or the talks of the documentary is coming out. So they just wanted to put this out just for more money, because this is another thing. Like, is this new for people? Like, all of this accusations. And by the way, what can you expect from this? The man is already dead. Like, let's be honest. Like, what do you expect to gain out of this besides money? Like, we know you want money getting this documentary out. But besides that, what else would you want out of this man? Or his family at this point.
I don't know, right? Because it's like he is dead, and it's been like almost like a decade since he passed away. And like, if you're not in it for money at this point, like, y'all are grown adults at this point. Like, I seen the clip, like, one of them has like a wife, and like, you know, like, you're grown, you have a career, like, so much has happened. It's like, find a therapist, get some counseling. And kind of just, like, move on. Like, what do you really hope to gain from it? Like, why didn't you say something when it was happening? Like, I know they were kids. Like, I can't even imagine going through that as a child and feeling alone, you know, and all those emotions that come with it, and you don't know if this is right. And this is someone famous, and they're telling you they love you. You know, all those things that happen. And it's just, like, why are you waiting till now to do this?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm still on disbelief. Like Brandon say, like, even this, probably the state of,
the statute of limitation.
Yeah, the statute of limitation is already passed, because a decade since this man died? Like,
it's no statute of limitation on something like that. I won't say it's like 20 years almost.
20 years,
but
for rape?
Even then, oh, I think it's like 20 years, if not, you know, if yeah, I think 20 years, if not more.
But regardless of that, he's dead.
By state,
yeah,
that's the thing.
Just
he's
one statute.
Oh no, I think it is state by state. To be honest,
oh, it's different on each different.
Yeah, state. Unless if it's a federal thing, then it's a whole other thing. But I don't think this would consider that. But the thing is, though, he's dead, so there's no one they can like bring up on charges for this. So you're right, it's all for the money.
Yeah, this is
chances are this documentary was already in the works, to be honest.
To the estate, though, I guess. No, I mean, I don't know who that is.
It goes to his children. That'd be like suing his kids. You can't sue his kids for something the dad did.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's the one thing I was wondering, like, wait, can they like sue the family? Like, the family didn't do anything with this shit. Like, it was them.
I wonder how
unless if the family had direct hands in it. But, like, you're going to sue, like, what's Little Blanket Jackson over there? Like, what are you going to do?
I wonder how his kids feel about it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's... You know, if the documentary has that, I'll actually be interested. If the documentary has how they take it or how they... Because I want to say, how old was most of his kids when he passed? Like,
ooh, they were young.
They were, like, 10? They were, like, young, like, adolescents, like...
Yeah, I want to say they were even out of elementary school. They were still... So I want to see, now that it's been, like, they're pushing high school, if not grown themselves, like, 18, I want to see how they are taking it, like, you know, hearing all this shit about their dad, if they're there. But if it doesn't have that, then, I'm not...
My question is this, though, right?
Yeah.
In situations like this... Unless there's like a mountain of evidence that we can all see, it's blatant and clear, like with R. Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, right? I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I don't know. So my question is this. How would you feel if you found out that it was...
Oh, you cut off.
That Michael
did that. Well, repeat that for us, Avery. You cut off bad.
You cut off badly.
I said, how would you feel if you found out that it was true that like Michael did do that?
Did all those things that they said, like,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't even know. That
question goes hand in hand with the other question, like, if you can separate the artist from the music. Because this man's music has been in everybody's life for the longest. But can really if if this is actually proven on this freaking documentary and stuff like that, like, then are you able to separate the artist, Michael himself, from the music that he made and still be able to enjoy the music without, you know, like, that's those two questions go hand in hand, and that is a really hard question to answer, because, like I said, this man's music, people,
it's were, iconic, like, to say the least.
People were born and raised in his music. Let's be honest,
people,
like,
were made into his music. Like,
people, like, were definitely,
people committed suicide because Michael Jackson died. Like,
if people really did lose their lives.
I don't want to be in a Michael anymore Jackson, if Michael's not here.
Which, yeah, I think is some crazy nigga shit, but that I'm not gonna go into that.
Yeah, it's different. Like, we're about to see, because, like, Avery, you said that's the first part is gonna come out today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to see what's gonna happen next week. There's gotta be some stuff, and the internet is gonna.
What
talk.
The? Brandon, I want to bet because Michael Jackson died.
God,
what?
Dang. Hey, he is all about the hustle.
Does all Abel, right, know about that?
Oh.
Your best friend, huh?
That's a good question.
You want to bet because he died? What bet was that?
Brandon going to come back tonight and find out he got kicked out of the Team Green Discord. Like,
you've been disbarred.
But yeah, that's a... Is that all the opinions you guys got about this? Like, for real, I just want to see what is going to happen after this show, the first part comes out. Like, what's going to happen?
I'm just confused as to why, like, we're even here. Like, why did this come about? Like, for what?
Yeah. And we're some of the questions after this. But, all right, next topic we're going to talk about goes hand to hand about documentaries. Mr. R. Kelly. went to jail and then got bailed out by a restaurant owner.
No, it wasn't a restaurant owner. It was a daycare owner.
It's a daycare owner. Wait. Ooh.
So someone who deals with kids for a living bailed this child molester out. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me.
Keep and that's going? If I read wrong, that was what the article said. It was a daycare owner.
Really? That is. Well, all right. Let's. First of all, there was a picture going around the internet, the Twitter, of the picture of R. Kelly and Jesse being in the same freaking detention place. That's that picture came out to be, you know, just lies. It was Photoshop. Although the idea of Jesse and R. Kelly being in the same cell,
That's jokes if you ask me.
Yeah, that's
The jokes were ridiculous.
The jokes were so, like, people are saying, oh, the dude that the cellmate that won I forgot what it was. The dude that won the
they were saying, like, if a cellmate had won, like, the talent show the year before, yes, like, now that they're in there, like, they're about to be mad, like, they're fucked.
Yes, because R. Kelly's in there.
They not winning this year.
My favorite was, like, there was, like, oh, man, if there's a prison choir, it's about to be lit.
Like, what?
Oh, because supposedly the best music comes out when people are in jail. So, they're because they're... Okay, but this man got in... well, he turned himself in, right? That's what happened, right?
Yeah, he turned himself in.
He turns himself in for 10 charges, right?
Because he know he guilty of sin.
But what was his bail? His bail was $1 million? A million?
Think, yeah.
A million? Or it was a couple of zeros, to say the least.
Yeah, it was a million.
It was $1 million.
And it was, if I remember correctly, 250K for each charge, because one of the people that were charging him, there were three charges related to that same person. And there was another one that gave him another charge, completing four charges. But I don't know what the other six charges are for, but it's still, overall, he went to jail. He turned himself in. And then, how long was he in jail for? Like, a week?
Was it? I thought it was shorter than that. I thought it was a few days.
It was definitely shorter than that. And this man got bailed the fuck out by a daycare order, Bluey?
Yeah, that was just...
So he's out and about.
Yep, he's back on his normal shit. I think he can't leave the country, of course, but he's going off and doing all his stuff.
He should have gone to Africa before he got I ain't going to say no. Because, oh boy. It was like 2 days, Mini? Oh my, this man.
Yeah, it was like a lot less than a week. It was like a few days. He was there for like 1, 2, maybe 3.
And he's
they barely fingerprinted that man. Like, he was in and out.
Oh my, it's baffling to me, like how, like this, how people are so in love with this man's music that they bailed him out. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. That's the thing.
His music, I won't even lie, his music is great, but it wasn't because of the music they bailed him out on this. This was, he probably had something on the news. It's like Brandon said, he probably had some juice on the daycare owner. Like, you can always find someone else that's dirty, so that daycare owner's probably dirtier than him.
Fucking supplying him with kids or some shit?
Not supply, who knows what the daycare owner is at? Yeah. But that daycare could be a front for something. Who knows why that man has his head dirty hands.
So, beating kids?
Who knows? Underneath the daycare, that nigga might have some, like, a whole fucking drug thing. He got out quicker than the dude in Abducted in Plain Sight style.
Oh,
that's another document. If y'all haven't seen that, we'll put that at the end, but that documentary is ridiculous, bro.
but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's another one that's following the documentary craze, by the way. That's what I forgot to mention.
Okay. But, yeah, this man is honored about just telling people about this. Be careful. That's all I wanted to bring this up, because this man was in jail for 2 days and got bailed out so quickly. This is, yeah, he got some dirt. Like, let's be honest. Now,
he has something on that guy.
Now,
who knows, the guy might be making meth in his basement for all you know.
Oh, Lord.
You never know. Now, this is a topic that I have no info whatsoever, but something about Chloe. Avery, you.
Oh, yeah, this is all you, Avery. I know the gist, but I don't know that shit.
I don't know, and like I told Avery, I got all of them blocked on Twitter.
Jokes.
So I have no idea what the hell is going on. But go ahead, Avery. I'll give you the mic.
It's pure jokes. Okay, so this girl on the left hand side, her name is Jordan Woods, right? She is Kylie Jenner's one of her best friends. So supposedly, she was caught leaving a party at Tristan Thompson's house, which is Khloe Kardashian's baby father. And so some whole shit had broke out. And the Kardashians, like, they unfollowed her. They don't speak to her. They were shooting subliminal messages on Instagram and Twitter, you know, singing that Nivea song, "Don't Mess With My Man, You Need to Find Your Own Man." All this other stuff, and then Jordan Woods decided to go sit down with Jada Pinkett on her show on Facebook called Red Table Talk, and she basically laid out the story like it was, you know, a night we had went out to dinner, and I guess in LA culture, as she says, you know, normally they go to someone's house after to like as a house party or whatever, and it was Tristan's house. She said, like, you know, she wasn't flirting with him or try to come on or came on to him in any way. But, like, her legs were over his legs.
Oh, wait.
She was like, I was drunk, but, you know, like, I still had my wits about me. Like, I didn't black out or anything. Fast forward. So she, like, stays the night at the house because I guess she was just, like, that drunk. And, you know, she was like, other people were there and leaving when I had woke up. And when I was leaving, he kissed me. But she was like, it wasn't like tongue or anything. It wasn't passionate. He just like kissed me on the lips. And then she goes to Khloe's house and tells Khloe, but leaves out the kiss part. And it just explodes like super, super bad. And everyone's attacking her, wishing death on this girl. And it's like, that's why your father died.
God damn.
And all type of shit. No, seriously. Like, all type of shit, just bombarded her with death threats and all this type of stuff. And so the controversy then came about and was like, well, Khloe, like, didn't you take him from another girl? Because when you met him, he just had a baby with this bitch. And it became like a whole thing. Like, they were saying the Kardashians is like from a bloodline of hoes. All of them, you know, slept with another friend's man or did something. They were like, Kylie took Tyga from China and China was Kim's friend. Chloe was with French Montana while French Montana was still with Trina and Trina was Chloe's friend. Like, when I tell you, niggas was digging up archives how much these bitches was hoes. And basically, no, seriously, and was basically like, what you reap is what you sow, bitch. You thought you was going to be with the next bitch man and have a whole baby and have a cute little family and think that was going to be it? Like,
no, checking the whole kives.
Seriously, if you seen all the stuff that came up and everybody was like, karma's a bitch, you know, it be like that sometimes. And it's like, facts, it do be like that sometimes. Like, you know how many times this nigga publicly played you? Like, what you thought was gonna happen? Yeah, it hurts because it was somebody that was close to the family, but that shit's not her fault, it's his fault. He knew who the fuck she was.
I ain't gonna lie to you, this whole time you've been talking about this whole situation, I'm looking at my man's face like, yeah, I did it, so what?
He does not care.
He's not looking at the girl in the middle. He's looking over her. Like, yeah, you see that? Mm. Yeah, I did it.
That's more of a face like, oh, you caught me? Mm.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, how am I going to get out of this now?
Mm-hmm. You see
he doesn't care.
You seen her? You seen your friend, girl? Man. His face just tells me everything. Like, he is definitely... Yeah.
If it wasn't her, it would have been another bitch someplace else at another time.
Yeah. Probably. You're not even wrong.
So, another part that I want to take in is it's a culture to go to another man's house after the party? What? That's.
They were saying, like, it's. Yeah, like after you eat or go or whatever, whatever. Like, there's always, like, an after party at somebody's house.
Oh, but and she went by herself? What? To his
house? No, she was with friends.
Oh, okay. That's the only thing I was confused
about.
There
was other folks there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. It's okay, this is all a whole thing between them. And so the internet was what? Taking all the archives of the whole Kardashian family.
Yeah. And basically saying that they come from a bloodline of hoes all the way back to Kris Jenner. No, seriously. All the way back to Kris during, like, the OJ trial, like, she was sitting there with Bruce while her ex-husband was defending OJ. Like, it just got so confusing after a time. It's like, how many niggas can you really run through? Like, I don't know.
Today. But, hey, Bloomy, what would you do if you were in this situation, man?
Bro, what can you do in this situation? This is an L for everyone involved, bro. This is, like, Jordan's catching L, Tristan's catching L, the Kardashians catching more L's. Like, bro, this is just an L. Like, there's no win here. The minute this got out, everybody involved was taking a loss. Like, this is it.
But like, what's her name? Chloe? Chloe is, right? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't Chloe, like, defending the dude also?
Yeah, like, she was like, you know, he's a part of my family. That's, you know, my kid's father and stuff like that. That's fine and good, sis, but before you even had the baby, like, this nigga's moves was suspect. Like, why do you allow and condone that type of fuckery in your life? And then you lay down and have a baby with him. Like, I know that she's really been searching for someone. Like, she wanted to have a baby for a long time. Like, I get that. But don't just settle for whatever. Like, I really don't feel like he wants to be with her or have a family with her. Like,
sorry, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, yeah. Like, that was just a fail.
It was, altogether.
Is he taking an L, though?
I feel like, nah, seriously. He's feel like the only the one. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, and he should be the one taking the biggest one. But I feel like the only person who won out this whole thing, no shade, Jada Pinkett Smith. Let me tell you something.
Oh, that's true.
She is smart as fuck. You hear me?
Genius.
That shit, she got her at the pinnacle of when this shit was going down. And apparently, like, Jordan is also, like, she's been with, like, her father used to be one of the cameramen on like the Fresh A Prince of Bel Air. So she's known the Smith family for a long time and, you know, friends with Jaden and all of that. So they have a history, but Jada is smart as hell. Like, that's like, I know that wasn't her intention, but shit, that's how you capitalize off a situation.
Jada is fucking genius as hell.
That's how you capitalize off a situation, though. Sis, come on my show and tell your story. I got you.
I got you. You know I'm defending you no matter what.
I got you.
So her show is Red Table Talk. Is that where is the gossip goes down? Is that that type of show or what is it?
I didn't even know it was a Netflix. I mean, Facebook. I didn't know Facebook had shows.
Well, they this do, is gonna boost because Will show. Smith got one about like doing stuff on a bucket list or some shit.
Is that where that's from? I thought that was just Instagram and meme shit.
And I thought it was YouTube. Nah, that's about to be on Facebook. He got a YouTube channel. Will Smith got a YouTube channel, so I thought, you know, that was part of that.
He got his own Facebook live show now.
God. All right, so Facebook coming up. Netflix
Facebook's trying.
Yeah, well, Facebook's trying to come up. Netflix trying. Netflix trying to keep all the shows, but they're still coming out. So, Jesus, all of this is backwards. It's a hall of gossip. Then that's what happened at the end of this whole story. A lot of gossip between the internet.
Yep, a lot of gossip, a lot of ills.
Oh my! But besides Jada, I think he is the one that took the less L too throughout this whole thing because nobody's talking about him.
What does this talk about?
Like him, like what he did. So they're just talking about them. He's the one that took the less L's.
You called him something weird at the beginning. I think that's what threw everyone off.
Right, like who are you talking about?
No. Besides Jada, he is the one that you know took the less of the L on this whole situation.
Because nobody else
is talking about him. Basically, like for real.
What is it? Because if the girls came together and were just like, "Yo, trifling, he's this," he would have taken his L. Uh-huh. But they went after each other, like so. It's just like okay, now everyone's against y'all. Is it like, all right, time to see how you be hoeing? Like, nah. They locked their L in. They locked it in tight.
And the internet didn't make it better.
No, the internet made it.
Not at all. Plus, she's young. Like, she's like 21. Like, you're gonna make dumb mistakes. Like,
wait, who's
21? It won't be the first. Jordan. Like, it won't be the first mistake you make. It won't be the last.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you fucked up and you move on.
Yeah. Well, that's all the topics that I got on me. So you guys got anything that you guys want to bring up?
Go on. My fault.
Nah, I was about to say, Kaplum, you want to talk about some fatties. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Some fatties. All right. So there's this thing about, so Future had a Miami show. And then, so I don't know this Instagram model. So he had a show in Miami. He's in the Miami club. Instagram model comes up. Plus size Instagram model. She's fine, thick, all of that stuff. She's apparently known.
Repeat that again.
She's fine, thick, all of that stuff.
All of that good shit. I got it.
Because I don't know this person, but it's like Chaptilla or something. I don't know. She has a following.
Damn.
Walks up there. Walks to the club. And then the boss is looking at it like, Future said no fat chicks in the club tonight. And then so they're like, yo, what are you talking about? And apparently they measured her. And she was past the measurements that Future requested. So, yeah, she got turned away from the club.
So what do you mean by measure her? Like her bust, waist, and hips? Like
They didn't give details on that yet.
Oh.
Like, of course, Future's coming out saying he had nothing to do with it. That's the club that was like, no fat chicks tonight. But, you know, it's all up in the air. So, who knows? Future could have been saying no fat chicks. The club could have been saying no fat chicks.
But she even if the club did that, how the fuck? How rude? What?
You gotta remember, it's club. It's a club and it's a bouncer. The bouncers don't give a fuck. They're gonna do whatever. At the end of the day, the bouncer is this, like, 6-foot-plus nigga with, like, arms on arms. Like,
yeah, what are you gonna...
this nigga says, no, you're not getting in the club. What are you gonna say?
Like, yes, the fuck I am.
How tall is Abel? 6'5"? What?
It was like 6'4".
Shit, 6'3". I wish. Nah, he's 6'2".
6'2"? So someone taller than Abel says, nah, you can't go in.
That's when you flirt your way in. Pop a titty out, be like, oh, word? put a little extra money in your pocket.
In the club, Bloomin' can definitely do that.
Now, nigga, that ain't nothing new. Don't act like you ain't hear stories about bitches like mooning bouncers and like pulling their titties out to go backstage at concerts and shit. That ain't nothing new. Don't do that.
But I'm saying, what would you do? Like, you're not popping your titty out, so nah, I'm just backing off.
I was about to say, like, that was the question.
She's not popping a titty out, no.
Every has a girl, she brings the popper titty off.
Exactly. That's why you keep a gang of bitches who's down for whatever. So you don't want to do that. Like, exactly.
Well, Avery just slides on.
Exactly. Have a girl by you who's ready to pop a titty out. There's one who's ready to get on her knees and one who's ready to go full blown on her back. Whatever the fuck you need. Your girl's better have you.
There's tears to this shit. All right.
Oh my god.
Like, it's hot out here. Shit.
The first time you want to get into the club.
Was this hard.
No. Like, the first time you trying to get into the club, it's just one titty. But then, as more time gets,
Minnie said, "I'm going home."
as more time progresses, the thing escalates. So I want both titties out this time. And then next time it just escalates. Nah. Down on your knees. Nah. Why are you coming to the same goddamn club?
That's a lot. Yeah. I wouldn't keep going to that club. That's not something I would do.
Until it's on like Pornhub or something. Like, this is getting rough.
Nah, until you show up to the club pregnant with the bouncer's baby. Like,
you can go in. You're not going to see me when I go out, but you know, you can go in.
But like, this your child. I'm getting in this fucking club.
I don't work this shift no more. I'm out. Like, god damn.
So Bloomy got all three. Yep.
I ain't got all or nothing. Get out of here. Who said Brandon? Of course.
Yeah. But Brandon also was nice enough to link her Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Okay. Yeah, that's the name. Chip. Nomi Chaputla. Or some. I don't know how to say that.
She's pretty.
Naomi Chaput. I can't.
I feel like you're butchering it. What do you say?
I am definitely butchering. I am
100%. Naomi Chaput, probably.
Chaput.
I feel like you're trying to make it sound fancier than what it is.
I can't pronounce that. That is a weird spelling of that name. But yeah, whatever. But yeah, definitely Bloomy has all three of them. He can pop a titty out here.
Why is this going back to me?
He already mooned the whole people. We all know when he didn't have a belt, so he can moon.
Wow.
Because everything always goes back to you. Don't you know that?
Apparently. Oh, damn.
Bloomy, you're in the middle.
Her measurements and club worthy. Okay, well, my question is this then. What are club worthy measurements? How small you got to be to get in the fucking club?
I think that's all up to the bouncer, right?
Well, it's up to what they told the bouncer to do. So it could be up to, like, I mean, no, it's up to, because at the end of the day, if you go and, like, they find out the bouncer's not letting people in because he's like, yeah, she's not fine enough. Like, that bouncer losing his job. I don't think a bouncer.
So what's next? Oh, no, bitch, you too short to get in the club. Niggas might think you a kid. Like, where does it stop?
I don't know. I'm not the one kicking niggas out the club.
No, bitch, you too tall to get in the club. Niggas don't like tall bitches. Like, where does it stop? Like, seriously.
No, you're 100% right. I just have no answer.
Your titty's not big enough. You can't get in the club. You a flat-chested bitch. Don't nobody want that. You can't get in the club.
So Bloomy can definitely get into the club. All right, got you.
Niggas stay on topic. But yeah, like, I really don't.
Your ass ain't big enough. You can't get in the club. Your waist not small enough. You can't get in the fucking club.
God,
then it's just gonna be a whole bunch of niggas in the club grabbing their meat because ain't no bitches in there. That sound like a club worthy experience y'all want to go to?
No.
Exactly. That is a wild thing. Men go to the club for bitches. Like, you gonna go to the club for bitches and ain't no bitches gonna be in the club. It's just a whole sausage party. Y'all standing there looking at each other like, hey, yo, man, what's up? Hey, yo, what's up? Where the bitches at? Outside. That bouncer's tripping, young. Like,
that bouncer,
no bitches. Yeah. Nowhere.
That bouncer
nowhere.
Tried to create a club, man.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Hold on. She set a perfect point, and this is why I hate niggas. Niggas can come in the club all type of raggedy. You mean to tell me I got to be a certain size to get in the club? There needs to be a code for men then. You can't come in the club raggedy looking. You can't come in the club with just a undershirt on. No, raggedy tennis shoes. If you ugly, if your lineup ain't straight, your ass can't come in the club. Dang. How about that? Because I'm tired of seeing ugly niggas in the club trying to talk to pretty bitches knowing damn well they don't got no chance. How about that then? Dang. That's the rule for niggas. You got to have a fresh lineup. Your shoes got to cost more than $50. You need to have on a button-up shirt and a belt. You don't want no sagging pants.
I'm sorry, Bloomie.
You don't want no sagging pants because I don't want to see your ass.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bloomie. You can't go into the club, man.
And all your clothes must fit. Because I don't want no baggy-ass clothes on you. Then next thing you know, I want to fuck. You take your clothes off and you got a bird chest. You don't even look good naked. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
No, he can't come in with his man weave. Fuck no, he's not coming in with no man weave.
Listen,
no man weave allowed. No man weave allowed.
Nah, he can definitely come in with the man weave.
Nope.
He ain't definitely coming in.
Okay. My thing is though,
he ain't coming in with no man weave.
I think you're right because niggas be trifling, but
yes, they be.
I'm gonna have to play devil's advocate on this one.
Okay, go ahead.
You just need a nigga on the other side. Like, most of the time for these clubs, it's like, all right, women, you get in free. Like, you get in free whatever the time is, or like, you get in free.
Because women are the draw to the club.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you get in free. The nigga's paying like $40 or $30 at the door. So, like, so that nigga has to pay $30, $40. And he has to look, he can still get denied.
And he cannot come in with his man weave. Come on, man.
Yeah, you fucking right. Because before women even get to the club, most of the time there's a strict dress code for women anyway. You can't wear flats. So, number one, my feet going to be hurting all night because if I want to go to this club, I have to wear heels. Okay? That's already strike fucking number one. All right?
Yeah, all right. Go on.
And so, if I'm wearing heels, I have to like know the outline of the club because I might want to sit down. And if I want to sit down, that means I got to get a table. So I might have to pay for a table. And if you get a table, you got to get bottle service. Like the amount of stuff, exactly. You got to wear heels. You have to wear like certain attire. They don't say it specifically, but it just boils down to, bitch, you better look cute. Because if you don't, your ass ain't getting in. Because that has happened to me before. I got turned down from going into a club because I did not have heels on. Was my shoes bomb? Yeah, but they wasn't heels. They were wedges. They wouldn't let me into the fucking club. They were coach wedges. They wouldn't let me into the fucking club because they didn't consider those heels.
So that's the dress code for this shit.
So I don't want to hear about how niggas got it hard and you got to pay to get in. I don't fucking care. I don't care.
Niggas have it hard. I was just playing devil's advocate.
I don't care. Well, devil, you wrong. Sit down. I don't fucking care.
I'm still advocating for my man
weave. I don't care about man struggles. No.
Fuck the man weave, though. What
let
are you
the man
weave
in, man. If we're going to be equal with this bullshit, let my man weave go in.
No.
If I'm going to look fine as hell just like you're trying to look fine as hell to get in this club, why can't I wear my weave?
Look fine as hell with your ball ass head.
No.
Because we all prefer it. We all prefer it. Don't nobody want a fucking man weave. Because if I'm talking to you and I get to flirting and I touch your hair and a piece of that shit fall off, I'm throwing the drink that you bought for me in your face and I'm walking away.
Well, what if I like my man weave? What if I'm...
Look, he grinding and his weave sweating off. That shit is not the fuck cute. You getting a whole dub, you reach your hand back, his shit is sweating and it just slide the fuck off? No.
That's some badass like, glue then, because...
Yeah, I'm sorry, girl. The glue was a little loose today.
We not doing that. No, there should be no glue. Take that shit off, cuz. Nobody wants that. That's not hitting right now. Niggas always want to... I want a natural bitch that look pretty, because when these girls take off their makeup, they be looking one way and they don't look how they are. If you want a natural bitch who's naturally pretty, come as your natural bald ass, no hair, having ass self. Okay? Leave that man shit in the store. Leave it in store.
I can definitely see R. Kelly with weave. Just saying. Just
leave that shit in the store.
Trapping the closet, I'm looking ass. But that's that's all I got for today. You guys got any more topics besides fucking the future?
Jeez, Amy, you got anything? Because I only have one more hit for you guys. Thing it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. So there's this documentary that dropped in the pod. I think it was the week of the podcast we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And it was just another documentary, but it's on Netflix, and it's Abducted in Plain Sight. Now, this is like... this documentary, I don't know if you've heard of it, Avery. It is the most ridiculous shit. It is like... it is just like, damn, so anybody... like, these are the worst parents I've ever seen playing bad shit. So literally, the documentary... like, to get people to watch it, the synopsis I gave my coworkers was, it was just one line. It's about, and it's the same one they used on me. It was one, it was Minnie, because she was like, you should watch it. So, the documentary in this case was, it's about a girl who gets kidnapped by a family friend 3 different times. And it is the most ridiculous shit. It is bad, ridiculous. It is literally the most crazy shit I've ever... like, so it's like...
is this like a joke?
No. There's some joke shit in it, but it's 100% serious. But it goes down to... I don't know why they released the documentary, because, like, it's a serious topic, and then... but everyone in the documentary is a fucking joke. Like, it is ridiculous.
So a friend of the family, you're saying?
Yeah.
Kidnapped this girl 3 separate times.
One of the families 3 separate times. And the family is just trash. Like, the parents are trash. The other kids are lucky they got out.
They don't care?
No, they're just stupid.
They didn't care?
They're stupid.
Oh, they dumb like that.
Okay, so...
I'm gonna...
abducted 3 mm-hmm. different times. So, like, did he take her and then bring her ass back?
So, he... okay, let me go into this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ruin synopsis. This a little bit for y'all.
Yeah, are they white?
Yeah.
Can you not tell from...
oh, they're white as hell. They're white as hell. You know they could white. Look at they were white before I even said this.
Look at the picture, man. So, they're white as hell.
So, this man was setting up to take the kid. Take the one kid, I should say. So, he's setting up to take the kid, and I guess he decided, okay... I need, like, there's just weird shit he's doing in between. At some point, like, he kissed the wife. Like, this kid's mom. He kissed the kid's mom. And then she was just like, wow, I felt really alive. So, you know, I just kind of went in. Blah, 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 blah. So, she's having an affair with this nigga now. And then, like,
okay,
he comes to the dad, because the dad owns a store. So, he comes to the dad's store, and he's just like... yo, bro, I'm really upset. My wife at home is pissing me off. Like, can you take a ride with me? I just need a friend right now. The dad's like, of course, buddy. Of course, you know, I'm here for you. You know, they're members of the church together. They're like, of course I got you, bud. And they go out for a drive together, and they're driving. And then he just stops, and he stops on, like, a hill or something, and he's just looking out. He's just like, damn, my wife at home's a bitch. Like, she doesn't even have sex with me. And then this is the dad talking, because they're interviewing him now. Mm-hmm. And then, he's like, the dad's just like, well, I looked down and I could see he had an erection. And I was just like,
what?
And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I left the room. And I didn't realize, because I was like, yo, what the fuck is happening here? And the guy's like, can you help me relieve it?
Oh,
and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I left the room. I was done. Little
Wait,
did I
who
know,
did he tell that to? Can you help me relieve it?
The family friend asked the dad, can you help me relieve it? Because the dad looked down and saw the erection he had, because he called his wife a because the family friend called his wife a bitch because the wife didn't want to have sex with him. The dad looked down, saw the erection, and the family friend was like, "Can you help me relieve this?" And then
what did dad do?
This nigga reached down and was like, he was like, bro, this is weird. What? Like, it's just kid stuff. This nigga reached down into his pants and helped him relieve it.
Oh,
you're lying.
I have the interview YouTube video right here. It is not. No, it was part of it. I didn't even know this happened until I went to work.
Okay.
Because the other black guy at work was like, "Did you see that shit?" And I was like, "What?"
So you mean to tell me these niggas have a conversation in a car and then
some broke mountain shit?
He just had an erection and was like, "Yo, bro, can you help me with this?" And then bro was like, "All right."
100%. He was like,
"This is weird, but okay, I'll help you because we're friends, I guess." And yes, no.
Okay. Just
let
little,
me tell you something. I've been
just a little recap. This man is kissing the wife, the mother of the kid that he's gonna kidnap in the future.
So yeah, he's having an affair with the mom,
and then he has the fucking dad releases
jerking him off in the car.
Oh my goodness! This is before he actually
kidnapped. This is before the first kidnapping.
Oh my goodness gracious! Okay, continue.
And then I'm just spoiling the whole thing for you, but you guys need to watch it because these are some white people that are just like, I don't know how they weren't in prison by the end of it. Now. So now he's kidnapped the kid. This is after. And they go missing for like 2 weeks. No, they go missing for like 48 hours at first. And the family is like, oh, we need to call the thing. And the guy's wife comes and he's just like, I'm worried. I don't know what's happening. And I think like 3 days later they call and they're like, yo, I don't know what's happening. Our kid's gone. Okay, there was already some suspect shit. Because the guy was like, I want to take your kid horseback riding. And they were just like, oh, yeah, sure. No, at first they were like, oh, yeah, you know, the kid has school and stuff and all of these practices. And the kid was like, I really want to go horseback riding. And off bat, I'm like, this nigga has kids of his own. You have, like, two other kids. And he wants to take just your kid horseback riding. How does this not sound suspect? Just your one kid. Just one of them horseback riding. All the other ones stay where they are. This sounds suspect as hell. And on top of that, he's just like, oh, well, we can go after your lessons. He's bending the thing to go horseback riding with this one kid. And I'm just like, okay, this is suspect off bat. Not to be that guy, but a black parent wouldn't be caught with this, but all right, whatever. He takes that one kid horseback riding. They disappear for like a week. He feigns like his car got damaged and like they got kidnapped. And there's this whole side plot, I'm not even going to tell you, where aliens are involved, and he has the kid believing that there's aliens. Oh, not going to tell you about that, because that's just too much for me. That's just too much for me right now. So, kidnaps the kid, they're like close to going, they're like on the border of Mexico, I think it is. And the guy, he calls his brother, and the brother's like, where the fuck are you? Where's their kid? And he's like, yo, I'm in this place, and all of that, and the brother's just like, well, I didn't know what to do, so I snitched on him. And so the brother gets him caught up, which is good. So the family gets back their kid, all of that stuff. This guy's in jail. The FBI are like, yo, we got a case on him. The date's coming, all of this stuff. The guy's wife comes up, and he's like, yo, can I speak to your husband and you? And he's like, yo, so my husband told me, yo, if you don't drop all the charges on him about the kidnapping and say, you know, you gave him permission to take your daughter out, all this stuff. After they involve the FBI, may I ask, if you don't, you know, lie and say you gave him permission to do all that stuff and that you're okay with it, he told me to tell you he's gonna out the affair he's having with you, the wife, and he's gonna tell everybody and out that you, the husband, jerked him off in a car and are homosexual.
Oh, God.
And then they're just like, what? He's going to do what? Now. Yeah. And the family fell for it.
Oh,
they were like, oh, yeah, we gave him permission to take our daughter. Okay. No, that was all right. We didn't mean to involve the FBI. We're sorry. It's all okay. So the charges got dropped. And then the inspector's like, all right, this is some serious shit. You guys are fucked up. What? I'm going to tell you one thing. Because the inspector, like, at this time, he's already spent like 3-4 months on the case. Like, this was the case he was building up. He already spent months. Yeah, because they were gone for, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I think it is. So, and he's been the headlining the case ever since. Like, ever since they called him, he was headlining the case. So he built the case, he has all the evidence, he has it lined up, and it's all based on the charges. Like, to get this man put away. And the minute they took away the charges, it's just like, yo, all right, if you're gonna do this, if you're gonna, whatever reason you're doing this, if you're gonna do this, just do not see this man ever again. Like, ignore him, do not, like, have your family have no interaction with this man. They immediately started talking back with this man. Oh. Like, it was the most ridiculous shit.
And that's how their child gets abducted a second time, right?
Yeah, a second time. And a third time. Like, it's the most ridiculous. It's just like, yo, how do these people stay parents? Like, how are the other two kids not fucked up? Like, it is bad. Like, it is some...
There was three kids in the family.
It was three kids. And it was just like, yo, how do you...
Did he, like, abuse the one child? Like, what was he abducting her for?
He wanted to marry her. Oh, he nice. Was... Yeah, there was some... Yeah, there was abuse. I'm not gonna go into that, because that's a whole darker topic, but yeah.
God.
There was...
So, who put you into this?
Minnie said you should watch it, because it was a documentary on Netflix, and I was like, okay. And at first, I thought it was going to be, like, a sad, dark thing. No, and it was sad.
You should.
It was just fucked.
You should not put people onto things like this. This is not the type of... Like, if I was going to put someone on, be like, yo, watch Umbrella Academy. It's really good. It's blah, 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 blah.
Or.
This shit right here?
Or watch the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. They just came out on you know, on digital, so you can watch that on your home. Yeah, but not this shit.
It was
Minnie. Why are you doing
Minnie? That's wrong. That you would willingly want to expose. You're like jumping Minnie. Yeah, that you would willingly want to expose people to things like this.
And what are you trying to say to Bloomy? Like, honey. Hey, Bloomy. You are the only person that I'm gonna tell. Go ahead and watch this. So, what is he trying to say to you?
Like, I'm afraid, cause I heard the fuckery, and it's like
it's strong.
It's the strong.
Fuckery is strong, bro.
But something wants me to go see this. It's like that thing that was like viral on YouTube for a minute. I think it's called the Johnson family or something.
Oh, the Asins.
Oh, okay. I heard about this, but I don't.
You ain't see that?
Mm-mm. I don't think I did.
Young man. That is, I feel like that's worse than this. And that was about a black family. Yeah, like this kid was like raping his father. Like, it was weird.
What? Oh yeah, that movie, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was. A movie? It was, I don't know.
It's a movie, and it's, oh my, because
it was disturbing as fuck. Like, the mom knew, and like, I don't know. I don't know where people come up with these horrible ideas for things. I don't get it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, on that note, we're going to end this podcast today. This was the Podcast About Nothing, episode 2. There was some bullshit going on here. Bloomy's over there having a relapse. Avery's over here talking shit on man weaves. And I'm just here telling you that thank you for coming to today. Really appreciate you supporting this podcast. Really appreciate.
Yes, Riri.
The Johnson family. Yeah, it's the Johnson family. That's the name of the movie. Go ahead and watch it.
No.
Go ahead and watch it.
I'm not gonna be Minnie. Don't watch that.
Mm-mm. Bloomy, go ahead and watch.
Don't watch that.
I'm scared.
But
you should be. Don't watch that.
But I really appreciate
protect
you
your
guys.
Butthole at all costs.
Oh, don't close the bathroom door.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Riri, stop. Because I'm shaking right now. Shook.
I appreciate Avery and Bloomy for being here today. Really appreciate everybody else watching the stream live today. And if you miss it, you can always check it out on Twitch. You know, the VOD is going to be there. So, and the sound, and there's going to be links to everything, like the SoundCloud, the Zoom, hopefully Spotify and iTunes, so you can listen to all this fuckery. Thank you guys. Thank you if you're London for coming through. You want to say you goodbye to the people and plug your stuff if you have any.
I ain't got no stuff. Bye. Don't watch that. This has kind of been ending on a disturbing note. I'm afraid. Don't watch that. Have a good night, you guys. Like, seriously, do not watch that.
Thank all you. Right, appreciate it. And also, Kablubi, thank you for coming through today. You supported all the abuse. And hopefully there's more stuff to talk about you next week. But I want to say goodbye to the people and plug the shit that you're in.
Good night, people. I'm getting back into my shit. I'm not doing anything right now. But I got y'all soon. I got y'all soon.
Really appreciate it, Backwoods. thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Go ahead and follow this channel for the next episode of the podcast about nothing. It's gonna be always on Sundays. Well, besides if there's a birthday or soon coming up a wedding that I might need to attend to, so there might not be a podcast that day, but we're going to talk about it later on. So thank you, appreciate it. Follow, share, like always, and take it easy. Goodbye.
Peoples.